Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Hurricane Aaron special Taco Stand Tuesday Surf Report. Looks like the Aaron swell is filling in a little bit more today. It's kind of inconsistent right now. I'm seeing everything from waist to chest to chest plus to a couple head high sets here and there. All coming in from the east, southeast at about 11 to 13 seconds. A lot of this has to do with the islands are still kind of blocking a bit of this swell, so we're getting kind of these windows of bigger and smaller surf. And as always with these storms that come from the southeast, northern Florida is going to see the better part of the swell first, and then it's going to kind of fill in for the Space Coast, and eventually, as it moves north, the swell might reach all the way down to South Florida. We've also got some pretty brisk northeast winds today, and that is chunking up the surf a little bit, so a protected spot and good wave selection is going to be key today. Looks like we're still topping out on Wednesday at about 9, maybe 10 feet from the east at 12 to 13 seconds. And at that point, the storm's going to be pretty much directly to the east of us, so the areas that were kind of being a little smaller before should see the full energy from the swell. Winds are going to shift to the north on Wednesday, but they're going to stay around 15 miles per hour. So again, looking for those protected spots are going to be key if you plan to paddle out with those big waves. Now, personally, I would wait until Thursday because it looks like the winds are going to turn offshore and clean up, and we're still going to have pretty good size overhead waves from the east at about 12 seconds to start today, and then we're going to be kind of on a little bit of a downward trend, but it's still going to be plenty rideable all the way through the weekend, and it looks like we should have offshore clean winds the entire weekend as well. On top of that, we have another little area of low pressure that's following Aaron's path, and that might actually prop up the surf a little for the start of next week as well. Quick update on the cams. We got the Cocoa Beach Streets camera back online. There's been electrical issues kind of been plaguing that location, but we think we got it straightened out now, so that is back up and running. So I will be back tomorrow on Wednesday to give you guys an update on what this swell is going to do. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.